Who cares? This is my show. Reporting live in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, the podcast app, Overcast. Welcome to my show on a Sunday, a beautiful Sunday, a lot to cover in Virginia Beach, live in Virginia Beach, on this beautiful Sunday in Virginia Beach. I was thinking about the Hurricanes. This was not a disappointment season for them. They started off great. They were always in the playoff picture most of the time. Teams like the Penguins, teams like that, were not always in the playoff picture. I mean, they made it further than the Tampa Bay Lightning, which was very surprising. Tampa Bay Lightning coming out as the best team in the league. And I've said this many times. Got eliminated by the Blue Jackets. So we're gonna actually walk through the NHL playoffs here, right now. The Hurricanes should not be disappointed. They came off a win against the Capitals at DC. They played the Islanders. Swept the Islanders, who previously just crushed the Pittsburgh Penguins. Incredible to me. So the Hurricanes swept a team that swept the Penguins. That is just incredible. Incredible. Here's the thing, though. And then you got Boston. Now, going into this, I thought, well, teams like Boston, teams like the Hurricanes, teams who don't play great at home, I thought, well, they're going to struggle. Maple Leafs, Bruins, Penguins, and Capitals play great at home. Tampa Bay, wonderful at home. Teams like that. And to be completely honest, the playoffs, you have to play great at home. You have to play great at home, and you have to play decent away. And I believe the Penguins, the Capitals, the Sharks, the Lightning, the Predators, they all play great at home and decent away. Teams like the Hurricanes. Boston's average both ways, I think. But teams like the Hurricanes, the Maple Leafs, those two especially, they're okay away. They're decent at home. I mean, but look, the Hurricanes against the Capitals beat the Capitals at DC. Once again, away. They played the Islanders away and home and won both. Hurricanes very surprised me. Going into the Boston Bruins Carolina Hurricanes game, I honestly thought the Hurricanes had a chance. I didn't say it would be a swept series by the Carolina Hurricanes, but I thought they had a chance here. Going into the Columbus Blue Jackets, Bruins, I thought they had a chance here. Because Blue Jacket fans, I thought you had a chance against the Bruins. Because you just previously swept the Tampa Bay Lightning. This is the thing. This is the thing in all of sports, but especially the playoffs. Matchups, they don't matter. I mean, Lightning were the best team in the playoffs, got swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets. You would think Columbus would have no issue beating the Boston Bruins. Well, there was an issue. Bruins won. Hurricanes played DC, the Islanders, who, by the way, has the best defense in the NHL. Guess what? Got swept against the Islanders. The Islanders got swept against the Hurricane. Well, You would think the Hurricane could beat the Boston Bruins. Boston Bruins. Well, Boston Bruins won against the Carolina Hurricanes. Sharks and Blues played a couple days ago, and it was surprising. And let me tell you, Shark fans, you better win. You need to win. You don't need to win because you're in a pretty good position. But I would feel nervous going into the Stanley Cup knowing that you had three game sevens. All three series you played in went into a game seven, especially against a team like Boston Bruins. All right, we're coming up on my show, NFL, NBA, and the wrap-up podcast. Stay tuned for all those coming up on my show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned on the My Show podcast. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. We are live outside in Virginia Beach. It's a beautiful night. And we are outside for the first time in a while in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We're going to start talking about the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks are looking incredible. Incredible. They will be the next Cleveland Cavaliers, and they will probably be a great franchise without LeBron. Now, here's the thing. As I've said, one player makes a difference for a long, long, long time. LeBron James going to the Lakers. Lakers were a little bit better this year. And guess what? Nothing happened to the Milwaukee Bucks. However, one player did make a big difference. Here's how. LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's how. Think about that for one second here. Cleveland was great with LeBron James. Cleveland was incredible with LeBron James. But then LeBron left. Cleveland had one of the worst records in the NBA. All right, let's switch to this. We're going to talk about MLB. Pirates, Red Sox, still not disappointing. I mean, Seattle. I'm just curious of what happened. Starting off with the best record, one of the worst now. All right, well, we're going to do the wrap-up podcast on my show. Stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show. Last podcast of the day. We will be doing a podcast tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to be listing my top five most improvement teams in the NFL. Number five, I'm going to have to say the Tennessee Titans. I think they'll get there, though they did not make the playoffs, but I do believe they'll get there. Number five, the Tennessee Titans. Number four is going to have to be the New York Jets. As long as they don't trade Bell, which there was a rumor going around that they might, number four is the New York Jets. Number three is going to have to be, I'm going to go Seattle here, because I think they're going to get there. They haven't made it to the playoffs in quite a while, so I think they're going to get there. Number three, the Seattle Seahawks. Number two is by far, and I think, again, this is by far, the Oakland Raiders. They got AB now. Great, great. They got AB. They got Buffett. And they're rebuilding. And that's what I like to see here. Another great team. They didn't make the list, but another great improving team is going to have to be Jacksonville. Jacksonville Jaguars. They're on a rebuilding stage. They got Nick Foles. Big, big, big grab by him. So, again, like I said, I do believe Jacksonville will improve. It's not enough to make the list. They really only got one new player, and that was Nick Foles. Number one is going to have to be, again, this is by far, it's not even close. This might be the best, most improved team in all of sports, the Cleveland Browns, getting OBJ, which, and getting I mean, Baker Mayfield's on fire, and they got tons of players. He is the number one Cleveland Browns number one. Well, thanks for listening to the My Show podcast. We're going to talk about the games, who I think will win the whole NBA playoffs, who I think will win the whole NHL season and playoffs, so you don't want to miss that. For the last time, we're live outside in Virginia Beach. Thanks for listening to the My Show podcast. We'll talk tomorrow.